Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Pei Hei. We're holding the second line from the top of the Umid, where the Gemara begins, Boy, in name of Sheshes. You recall, we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, a whole bunch of those people that Chas V'Sholem get Chenek. And the first one is a make of the imoy chulila b'chas. And you remember we said in the Gemara, it doesn't mean chas v'sholem, killing of the imoy, just hitting of the imoy and making a chabura, that's already enough to get the oynish of chani. So the Gemara asks now a shayla, what happens if the job of the son is to be, I don't know if that's the official term, the executioner or the enforcer, but he's the one that administers the punishment on behalf of Besdin. Then anybody, Chulila B'chas, is supposed to get Malkis, this fellow is the one that administers. And guess what happened? Unfortunately, now his father has been Dan L'Malkis. Is he allowed to go and give Malkis to his own father? Is boy my name of Sheshes? Bain. Mashiyas Shliach, can he become a Shliach Bezdin, the enforcer, the one that administers the lashes, Li Oviv to his father? Lahakois, it's a game patch. Or the Kalaloi. Where would you normally find the Kalaloi? What's that all about? So Rashi says that's referring to Nidui. So either the Gemara's Loshen of the Kalaloi is Lavdavka. It really means to go and put the person in Chayrem. Or it means that it's part of the Chayrem. They also used to go and Mekal the person. And therefore there's a Machloikis HaMeforshim exactly what the Gemara means with this the Kalaloi. Rashi just simply says in the Schayiv Oviv Nidui. So some want to suggest that maybe you can go and do the Kalala instead of the Chayrim, or the Kalala was part of the Chayrim, that if a person is really bad and you want to put in a bad Chayrim on him, you don't just say, oh, he's in Chayrim. You go in Chas V'Sholem, you curse him, or you curse people that will engage in business with him during this period of Chayrim. Anyway, the Kalala is a reference to the Nidui to the Chayrim.
Is this if no one else is good do it, or is this talking about even
the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't say.
It's a theoretical shaila.
It's a practical shaila. What happens if a person, that's his business, he gets paid for being the enforcer on behalf of Bez, and he does this every single day of the week, and unfortunately Nebuch, the victim of his lashes today is his father. So does he have to say, sorry, I'm going on vacation, get somebody else? Or is he allowed to go and do the Bezdin's bidding? Because that's his job. So Rav Sheshes answered back, the Acher Mi'etiroi. After all, there's an Isser in the Torah to go and be Makalel or be Maka anybody. And nevertheless, how can Bezin go and enforce any of their rulings by having someone that does the Klolois and or the Hakois, Meturuchnish? Elok Vaishimayim Adiv. Obviously, the din of the Arboim Yakenu that the Bezin has to go and give. Put person in Chayrim, or that a person should go and get Malkis, that's Kvod Shemayim, that's one of the Inyanim of the Torah. The Torah is Oktach, Dav Gim Malkis for the person who deserves Malkis, and that trumps or supersedes the Lav of Chas V'Sholem, Nosi Ba'am Choloi So'or, that you're not allowed to give a Klolo, or that you're not allowed to go and give Pet, you're not allowed to give a Maka to somebody. So you see that that is Adif, that supersedes. Hachanami Kvod Shemayim Adif. Same thing applies over here, and therefore Rav Sheshes holds that the son is allowed to administer Malkis or Chas V'Sholem Meklol or Nidui against his own father if that's his job, if that's what he's asked to do by Beth. What's the one is to his
son?
Now you're assuming that there's a separate ashora on clapping a father than there is on clapping a regular Jew. We're going to see Mitchum the Gemara shortly that in fact there is no befeirish apostik of the ashora that you're not allowed to give a hakor to a father. If a person does it, we have the oynish maki of the imay moisumas. That's clear. But there is no befeirish apostik in the Torah that you're not allowed to be maki. How are we going to learn that? We're going to learn it from the generic halacha that you're not allowed to be maki. Anybody, which includes also a father, because a father isn't anybody. Mitchum will see shortly. And now we're going to have a very interesting Bryce. So this is almost a brain teaser, if you will. Dr. Bryce, umami shemitzuvah l'hakoyse. Someone who has the mitzvah to go and be makah. Mitzvah shalom l'hakoyse. He has the mitzvah not to be makah. Misha ain't a mitzvah l'hakoyse. A person who doesn't have the mitzvah to be makah. Ain't a din shemitzuvah shalom l'hakoyse. In the Chavad and Abadi, he has a din not to be makah. What does this mean? My love, idi bi idi b'mokay mitzvah. I'll tell you what the pshat in the price is. The price is referring to, at the very outset, an acher. Acher meaning that the enforcer of Bezdin is a stranger. And the price is telling us, we'll read the Loshana price again. The one that has that mitzvah to enforce the Bezdin's edicts, to go and chas v'sholom give malkis to someone. However, he's mitzvah shalilakoise. He's mitzvah not to go beyond 39. Don't go to Arboim. Once you hit Arboim, you're now in dangerous territory. You have no right. So you're talking mitzvah lakoise, but you're mitzvah shalilakoise yoiser than the 39 that person is entitled to, that he's deserving of. So misha ain't mitzvah lakoise. Now this is referring to a son who is not allowed to go and do the Bezdin's enforcement, therefore he's not mitzvah lakoise. And then the chavad rabbi is mitzvah shalai lakoise, and then zecher, he is not allowed to go and hit his father at all for any reason. In other words, madach, a regular guy who has the mitzvah to go mimake b'moke mitzvah up to the 39. However, he's not allowed to go shalai b'moke mitzvah more than the 39. A son that never has the right to be the enforcer for Bezdin, and avadah, he shouldn't go and do a hakoah shalai k'mitzvah, which means any hakoah. That's iser. And the Gemara is therefore learning the din of the iser hakoah of a father based on this kal v'chomer, since there is no beferisha pasuk. We're learning it from the case of a person who has the mitzvah l'akoyisai. He's not allowed to go and be maki his father. What's the diet? I mean, she only more than 40.
Correct.
I thought you were going to ask even another kasha, maybe even a better kasha. What the other kasha is? Ain mas hirin min adin. The ganze zach is doch hakal b'chayma. You can't. So the Taisis talks about this down below. Third Taisis on the bottom. Ha b'vnoi, ha b'acher. Roitza lilmoid mikan has hara l'maki aviv. The purpose of this brisa, the way the Gemara is learning it now, is to teach us the azar. The lay nafik mipen yoisiv. The din of a regular person not allowed to go and give a maka, it doesn't say al tak esreyeu. It does say by the aboim yakenu lo yoisiv ben toisiv. From that lo yoisiv ben toisiv, we learn out the generic rule halacha ashara that you're not allowed to go and be make anyway. However, this says toisiv would not apply to maki aviv kinein mitzvah lakoise. The way we're learning this brisa now, since a son is not even in the parasha of Mitzvah HaKoisa, he's not allowed to be an enforcer for Bezin, the way we're learning this pshat. So he never gets to the Pen Toisif Lo Yoisif, because he doesn't get to the first 39. Uh-huh. So that's why I have to learn a Mitzad Kal V'Choymer. But now skipping a line, the Afal Gav, the Ein Masir Min Adin, Hanimili Li HaKoisai. That Ein Masir Min Adin is the Gavi Chas V'Sholem, giving the person Malkis. That you can't do in Masir Min Adin. However, if you already have the Oynish, and the Oynish in this case is Misa, and all we want to do is learn out the Hazhara, Haltoisis, we could learn it from this Kal V'Chomer after all. Anyway, so bottom line is, after we've learned the Kal V'Chomer, we're saying that the first part of the Brice is talking about Acher, second part of the Brice is talking about Benoi, and it's saying that the Benoi is Eina Mitzvah L'Akoisei, is a direct Kasha to Rav Sheshis, who said a moment ago, Kvoit Shemaim Odif, that a son is allowed to be the enforcer on behalf of Bezdin. Everything more like, you learn the Pshat and the Braisa incorrectly. This whole Braisa is talking about Sai Ben Sa'ah Acher. It makes no difference, because according to Rav Sheshis, even a Ben is allowed to go and enforce the rules of Bezdin. Now let's learn the Braisa again. The beginning of the price is talking about giving lashes, giving malkis b'mokke mitzvah up to the 39. Kan shalei b'mokke mitzvah, that he's giving shalei b'mokke mitzvah beyond the 39, or that he's not in bezdin b'chlal. He's tam going and giving a person a clap. And now we reread the price again. Uma b'mokim mitzvah. She mitzvah l'hako yisoy. Ma dechen a'mokim mitzvah. Meaning that he's mitzvah l'hako yisoy because the Bezin is enforcing their rules and regulations, and therefore we're going to give malchus or nidui. Mitzvah sheloy l'hako yisoy sheloy b'mokim mitzvah. However, if it's sheloy b'mokim mitzvah, meaning more than 39, or for that matter, stam, you're not going to hit a person in the street. Stam azoy. She'ena mitzvah l'hako yisoy. Mitzvah shloim lakoy soy. I'm sorry, you're right. Shkoyach, Reb Ella Hakoyin Shkoyach. Nochmo. Umam mukim mitzvah she mitzvah lakoy soy. The mukim mitzvah is a mitzvah to be makar. Of a mitzvah or mitzvah shloim lakoy soy. Make sure you don't go beyond the 39. Thank you. Shloim mukim mitzvah. Well, you're not talking about in bezin bchalal, or that you are going. You've already done the 39. It's a chavada vada shloim mukim mitzvah. She ain't a mitzvah lakoy soy. Now you don't have a mitzvah anymore to go and be makim. Ain't it then? She mitzvah shloim lakoy soy. In the chavada vada, there's a chiyev, there's an ashora not to be makim. Shloim mukim mitzvah.
And you're not allowed to hit a guy.
Zokt Rashi from this price, the way we're learning it now, is not only teaching us on father, but it's teaching on even a regular chaver. Look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara. Umam amokim mitzvah she mitzvah lakoyse mitzvah shloim lakoyse mitzvah shloim lakoyse yoyse my boy. Now the second part of the price. Shloim amokim mitzvah loy kol shkein chavad and abadi and alad bimake v'yalef ashar lamaki oviv oy chaveira mehacha. We're learning both oviv and chaveroi. Since there is no befeirish of pasuk, we're learning it based on this kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Madach in a case where it's amokim mitzvah. Make sure you knock over the pen yosef lo yosef. Don't give more than the 39. Is a chavad in a place where you're not talking b'mokim bezin. You're talking out in the street. Don't give the guy a patch, because he'll be over the pen Yosef, lo Yosef, even though that's really in the context of giving Malkus. Makes no difference. The Brice is learning based on this Kal V'chomer. Even outside the Bezin Shtibel, don't give Malkus. And that Malkus, that would be the Ashara of the Torah, that both on an Benoi, as well as an Acher, not to go and give Malkus to anybody. That's the Ashara.
Unless my bond would also be, if Bezin shuts them up, they can only take a little 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
It would be the same thing.
L'choyer the same thing, you're right. I only hop on the Lashon Rashi, because Rashi keeps on saying Yosem Arboy. L'choyer, you're right that anytime you're doing more than the threes, if the Bezin said you only do three and he hits him four, Bezin said six, he does him seven, because always you have to do in threes.
Isn't it that Ben Yosem is to be Marbe?
Right.
Ben Yosef, you can't give nothing to a person, not even one touch.
Exactly. That's the Ben Yosem. Since he doesn't deserve anything, anything that you're giving him as a Yosef.
From Ben Yosef, even nothing.
Exactly. Even giving him one, because the person is deserving of zero, you're giving one, you're already being Moisef, for Lo Yosef. Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara say, Marcus, that the Rebbe is allowed to hit the Talmud?
Mm-hmm. That's it's parallel to our Gemara that just like the enforcer in Bezdin has a mitzvah to go and bar miyakeno, you gotta.
What was the Gemara's question then?
You might as original have him in it?
Yeah, the original question, the child, if he's a Shliach Bezdin, can hit the father.
Right.
The Rebbe is allowed to hit the Talmud.
Right.
So then why can't this be still some mitzvah?
A Rebbe's allowed to hit the Talmud. You're talking about what happens if the Rebbe happens to be the son.
There
are exceptions to the rule. So just like enforcement of Bezin is an exception, so that the Talmud and the Rebbe is also an exception. And a doctor and a fool is also an exception. You're allowed to go and give him a
Rebbe.
I mean, that's when we get to the Sefer Malkus and talks about these things.
If he couldn't do anything without speaking, he tried, can't just punch a child.
Yeah. Holy Levahas. So who's telling me the story that, right, so nowadays, Chas Hashem, you go and Mishluk Daimitzin, you can get child abuse and all that. Somebody said that he was doing Kapuris last week and he saw someone talking to the chicken. So he asked, why are you talking to the chicken? He said, Mituduch Nishlug. Mituduch Kapuris. They're at the Kapuris. It's on chicken abuse. Okay, anyway, begin by Nishlug Shlug, let's not get at. Tushima! Hayoitzil Horik. Again, we started off with Rav Sheshes, it says that you're allowed to. Tushma how yoitzli horik, a person who's chas shalom, they was done in bez and lamisa, and they're now schlepping him out to take him for skila to one of the others. Ubo benoi v'kol v'killoi, as he's walking Nebuch to his final fate, his own son comes and he gives him a patch, or he goes and curses him. Chayv, he's chayv for chas shalom hitting him or cursing him. Anybody else came and gave him a patch or gave him a cloak is potter. Sorry? If he's considered dead, so why is Ben any different?
It's covered for the tater.
Exactly. So from here until the Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to go back and forth. Why is there a difference in din between Benoi and between Chaveray, between somebody else, or Acher? Why should there be a difference one from the other? The Omer of Chizr. Chizr gave a very easy teret, which is going to be shver on Rav Sheshes. The Omer of Chizr, the Mesarvim by Lotzeis, Vein Yoytze. They're schlepping him out to Chas Hashem, Faskila, Chenik, whatever. And Mishlepten, Hegaitnish. And he's holding back with full force in a Haltun, you know, of a Tish and of a Benkel and of a Hegaitnish.
Did you blame him?
We're not talking now about blaming. We're talking about now the Bezin said, okay, get the enforcer, get the marshal, get the sheriff, and get him out of here and take him to Misa. So the question is, who's allowed to do that? So if it's an Acher who's enforcing the rules of Bezin, yes, and he's schlepping him out, Nebuch to Misa, the Bacher's allowed to go and hit him, and he's allowed to curse him, get out of here, Yankel Shmuel Arosh, he's allowed to do it, therefore Potter. But if it's Benoi, so lechoyra, I would have a shtar karai against Rav Sheshes now, because Rav Sheshes says that just like an acher is allowed to go and enforce kvod shemayim odif, same thing applies to Benoi.
Why is the son not allowed to do it? How's he answering the difference?
He's answering because we're talking about that the nidoin, the person who's chas Hashem going to go and get misa, refuses to leave the Beis Shtibel. So somebody has to enforce.
Why can't the son enforce it?
So according to Rav Sheshes, the son can, and therefore the price is there, shver. What's the difference between Benoi and Acher? Both of them have the right to question my mother.
According to Rav Chizda, what's the difference between the son and Acher?
Oh, Rav Chizda is very easy. Because he holds that a son is not allowed to go and enforce the right.
Touch his father.
He,
what about the problem of the Shavuot that I was saying? I'll see the Bar Katol.
The Gavra Ketil, if you look two lines further, you'll see the Gavra Ketil. We're going to get to that in a moment. But at the moment, Rav Chizda. We're going to talk about Busha as well. Go another line after that. We're going to develop all of these Shilas and all of the Terutzim. But at the moment, Rabbi said, do we see a clear cut answer of Rav Chizda? The reason why Benoi, he called Vekilo Yischaev, because Rav Chizda obviously disagrees with Rav Sheshes, and he holds that a son cannot be a Shliach Bezin, he cannot patch his father, he cannot be Makal his father, and if he does it, he's Chayev. Somebody else is allowed to, and therefore he's Potter. Lechor is there, good. But that doesn't shimlay to Rav Sheshes. And therefore Rav Sheshes mukilah b'she'em is arvim by Lot says. No, he's ready to go out, he's willing, ready, willing, and able, he's not being Masarv. So the obvious question is, so what's the difference now between Acher and Benoi? I understand why Benoi is Chayev, because he has no right to go and hit his father at any time. Not right to hit him, to go and be Mekalim. But he hachi Acher Nami. So why does the Acher have a right to go and hit him and go and batch him and give him? For no reason. He's walking on his own. What's the problem? Everything more Acher, Gavrik Tiluhu. This is the third that Jabari was giving a moment ago. That what? That the Nidoin is considered to be like a garbage deal, as if he's a dead weight, as if he's a dead body already. And so therefore you can go and hit him, you can curse him, you can do whatever you want. Well, Saivasai is Gunish Do, he's already a dead. Another 10 seconds, they throw him off and...
What's about Chayisho?
Chayisho is that you have to go and try to save someone, Chayisho. But a person who also licked her, this Kikotl Dami, was up there. Oh, so that's going to be the Gemara's Kash in another moment. See, again, the Gemara's going to go back and forth, Acher and Benoi, Benoi and Acher, you're 100% right. But in the meantime, first we want to just finish off with the Acher. So, L'choir, we have a good teretz, since the person is a Gavra Ketila, and therefore, it's as if you're going and hitting a dead body, you're cursing a dead body, it's Gunish mit Gunish, and that's why the Acher is put. Break the one Rabbi Sheshes. Baishoi, Yoshin, Umeis, is Chayiv. What happens if somebody's sleeping there in bed and somebody else goes and starts being Makal him and Mavayish him? He says, you see that guy in the bed? Ah, Rusha Marisha, no, nobody and no good nick, a low life. And guess what happens? Doesn't take an hour or two, and then but if they find out that person is dead, he never got up from bed. Even though when he was Mavayishim, he was sleeping, he was alive. But he died subsequently, and he never got up. So, Lechoira, I would say the guy is potter. After all, the guy is dead anyway. Who's going to go and tana with him? Hey, why are you mavayish me? The person shouldn't have oilam emes. Zok nechal to Rav Sheish is your chayv. The same Rav Sheish says your chayv. What's the reason why your chayv, Zok Rashi? Einach anami, the father shenishdu, but it was a tremendous busha for the children. The children have a father that this fellow was mavayish and said, as a no goodnik and a sheikitz, but the Allah gets his achen. So therefore, they have a right to go and get damages for the bushes that he went and did for the father. And that being the case, so our fellow, who's also yoytzi lahareg, if an acher comes and is mavayishim, it's also a busha for the children. Sorry?
The flip between the guy sleeping in the back of
the table is incorrect. But the Gemara is asking on the busha aspect of it. That you look at Rashi Chayiv. So Rashi Chayiv the Hamizbaishin Bonav the Hainami Loishna. You're right, the circumstances are different. Here the guy is an innocent guy who's sleeping, and here's the guy who's going to the gallows, he's Yotzil Hari. But in both cases, in all cases, it'd be Zoyin and Abusha for the children. Exactly. So as far as the father's concerned, you don't owe a penny. But as far as the family, that they have a busha, you owe them.
What do you owe? A month later, if someone goes, a guy dies, a month later, they buy the father. Children can collect money from
him? I don't know, but based on this Gemara, anytime.
Only because he's alive when he revives him.
If the person was, from our Gemara's Mashu, even if it's a Gavak Tila, you're asking what happens if he's mamish dead and you mavayish him at that point.
You also,
I don't know.
You have to do it. Why are you collecting it? For a reason.
For the children. The children are the, having busha.
You're collecting for him and giving it to children?
Not for him. He's already either in Gan Eden or the other door. But the children have a busha.
And they call a shidduch for the kinder.
Anyway, for purpose of our Gemara, you're already going beyond the parameters of our Gemara. For our Gemara, the Gemara is saying is that Rav Sheish is paskin, that even though a person is dead, if you mavayish him, the yorshim have a right to go and collect. So in Bazoi, the same thing over here. This person is yoytzili harig, even if he's a gavra katila, but if you're going to go and hit him or give him a klala, isn't that a busha for the children? You should be chayiv. Why does it say you're potter? It's talking about that the hakoh was less than a sheva pruta. Now you have to figure out what would be by the klala. They're not clinching a klala. But here it's talking about hakoh she'ein bo sheva pruta. And in such a case, that's why even if sheishes would have to agree that you cannot taina on behalf of the children, abusha, like then a gletel. Therefore, the koshim b'shev pruta, and that's why you cannot go and collect it. Of course, the obvious question will be, and how come by the son you can collect? We're going to talk about the benoy shortly. Anytime you go and give chas v'shalom a person a hakor, if it's not a sheva pruta, then you get malchus. In other words, it's one or the other. If it's a kor, like a hezek, that's more than a sheva pruta, then you can go and collect for the busha, and if there are any medical bills, whatever else the hezek can go and collect. If it was less than a sheva pruta, so you can't collect money, but you get malchus for going and hitting somebody else, he's oiver is in the Torah. So ibazoi, memanav shach, this acher, he should be chayiv. Either to pay money if it was more than a sheva pruta, or it should be chayiv to go and get malke if it's less than a sheva pruta. And so Tumor is incorrect. My potter tikama, potter mi mamai. Einachanami, because it's less than a sheva pruta, he's potter from paying, but einachanami would actually get malkes. I agree with you. But mamani wouldn't have to go and pay because of the fact that it's less. No monetary. Okay, so tomorrow. So now let's go back. We've focused on Acher for the last minute or two. Avosamit de Benoit. Since we're saying that the potter in the Braisa by Acher is referring to money, Mechalal de Benoit, Chayiv b'mamayin. Are you saying that when it says Benoit Chayiv, that it's Chayiv mamayin? Just commonly signs of Rashi, because we're talking about Akor she'ein bo sheva pruta. If it's ein bo sheva pruta, it makes no difference whether the son did it or an acher did it. The Akor, it doesn't have monetary value that you can enforce in Bezin to be chayiv mamon. Elavosh mushmin zogn. Then when it says chayiv, we don't mean that the son is chayiv mamon. It means chayiv bedinoi. What means bedinoi, Zok Rashi? That he gets misa for hitting his father. Hochanami, then the same thing should apply to the acher, also bedinoi, that he should go and get malchus. So what's going on over here? I don't understand. Why? Look at the Rashi. El al korchach, Rashi next to Agmar. El al korchach chayiv, we don't mean money, bedinoi ka'amar, which means that the son gets misa for hitting his father, being mekal his father. Hochanami, the toni gabi acher, potter, bedinoi ka'amar, umi malchus potterle. Vakati maishno, now we still have to understand, why is there a difference between father and or ben and acher. By the benoy, when he gave him a patch, hakosha ein bashav pruta misa. Now the same thing should apply to the acher, when he goes and gives him a patch, it should also be shigun b'chayv malkit. And you're saying that he's potter. So what's going on over here? So we thought it means potter mi mamai. It can't be potter mi mamai, because then the chayv would also mean mamai. And it's a kosher meshova prut. Retman doch nish legami mamai, so we're talking about now punishment. So the father would get punishment of misa, the son should go and get, not the son, the acher should go and get a punishment of malkis. And you're telling me that he's potter mi malkis. Why should he be potter mi malkis? So to my acher, any time I'll tell you why the potter, you know why he's potter mi malkis? The omakra. V'nasi bi amcha loy so'or, v'oysa masa amcha. And this fellow obviously is not being an oisa masa amcha because he's yoitza laharik. He was twice machal Shabbos and that's why he's getting skila, or he killed somebody and that's why he's getting hereg or any of the arba mises bezim. And so therefore there's no problem in being mekalil him. Okay, klola v'shtech. How do I know the din of hakol? They tell me the makshinon hakol leklola. I makish hakol leklola. How am I makish hakol leklola? So Rashi has two pshatim. First Rashi says, you see, makshinan, three lines before the white lines. So Rashi makshinan, kloy megomrina b'memetzino. In other words, it's not really a hekish. It's loved after the word hekish is not really appropriate. It's used in a loose fashion. Or ikadiyami hekish, oh, takiyo hekish. Now what's the hekish? Because we have two psukim almost back to back in Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim, it says, Umaki of the imoy mois yumas. And then there's a break. The goinev ish umacharai the nimtz of the yodai, chas shalom, someone who kidnaps somebody else, mois yumas. That we're going to talk about in Mishim on the Omid Beis shortly. And then the next pasuk, umekal of the imoy mois yumas. Now without that middle pasuk, everybody would agree that a makish klola ta klola, because the two are back to back. But because there's one in between, that's why we're going to have a machloikis between the Amid Aleph and the Amid Beis, as we'll see shortly. So just look, finishing off that Rashi, the Ika the Amri, two lines before the wide lines, the Ika the Amri, Akesha the Chsiv, Maki Oviv, Umekal Oviv, Gabi Hadod, Be'ele Mishpatim, the two are almost back to back, Ella, Shemikra Echad Mafsik, in time, there's one pasuk in between, and that might cause a problem with being Makish HaKol LeKlola, as we'll see on the Omid Beis.
Wait, which is the pasuk, which one, which pasuk?
Yeah, will be Umaki of the Imoy, Mois Yumas, Yashdim, Nuch Umakal of the Imoy, Mois Yumas.
We're going to finish hijacking,
and Tzvishin, and kidnapping, and Tzvishin, and Tzvishin, and Tzvishin, and Tzvishin, and Tzvishin, and Tzvishin, right? Those of you who are listening, it's Kapitel or Perik Chof Aleph, Psukim, Tezvov, Tezayin, Yudzayin, and beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Zhoktim Hotenech Lolo Hakomi Nolan, Makshin Hakol Leklolo. Ah, so where are we now? We're saying that the reason why an Acher is Potter is because not Alts Gavr Ktila, not Alts Hakor, Yois Mishav Pruta, Pochim Mishav Pruta, but Poshit, the Isser in the Torah of Klolo. And because of this hekish, or the mametzino, like Rashi said, we're now extending that to Akkar. Since we're talking about a person who is not an oisem maase amcha, you're allowed to curse him, you're allowed to hit him, and nishko oisem maase amcha is a harusha, a rusha allowed to curse, a rusha allowed to give a patch. But of course now the problem is yehochi benoy nami, so by then should be the same din. In fact, the din of kolola by a father, it doesn't say befeirish in the Torah nashara. You also learn it from nasi be'amcha loisar. All of the kolos you learn from nasi be'amcha loisar. And that being the case, benoy nami, you should go and say boisa masa amcha, and therefore you should be potur. Kid amra pinchas b'she'asat tshuva. It's talking about that this fellow, although he's been taken to the gallows, rachmon litzlan, but he did tshuva. Okay, tshuva is fine, this is good, but it doesn't potter you from one of the arba mises best. But because he also tshuva, that's why if the ben now goes and hits him or curses him, then he gets misa. And the obvious question is,
but the son, even if the father doesn't make tshuva, is too, you can't touch your father.
No, according to Gemara's Havamina, if you're saying by Acher is Potter, because Nosi ba'amcha lisor, oisa masa amcha, the Gemara assumed at this point that even the father, the same halacha would apply.
That's what's kashi. Yochim enoy nami.
A kuvet finatata lebunished.
Give a kick to Rashi. The first wide line. Yochim enoy nami. Do loiksev as horim mekal aviv el mekal chaveiroi sheav bechlal amcha. There is no separate passing in the Torah. Don't curse the father. I learned it from the Nasi Ba'amcha Leisor. Anybody Ba'amcha, not only the Nasi, anybody. So that being the case, it's Daf Koisa Masa Amcha. And it's Koisa Masa Amcha. So you're allowed to go in cursive. And you makish a kol leklola. So therefore, Benoi should be potter. Everything was on Ba'u Sechiva. And what's the obvious question? In a minute, so what's it in Ba'achet? So you know what Rapimcha Bishos Sechiva, Rapimcha is talking about another Gemara Mesechtes Chagiga. Here too, Hachanami Yosef Masin Shiva. Fetimu Hachi Achanami. So I have the same problem with the Acher. Again, the Acher should be Chayiv because the person did Shiva is Lachmait Nosi Ba'amcha as an Oisim Mas Amcha. Omra Mary Ba'amcha Mimekuyim Shiba'amcha. Oh, Anayi Drasha. What's that? Mekuyim? So Drasha, Mekuyim. Horo'ui Lihiskayim. Veloizeh Shenigmar Dinoi. Nosi Ba'amcha means someone who is alive and kicking and presumably will be alive and kicking for a long time, or at least for a short time. As opposed to someone that another 10 seconds is going to close the lights.
So it's like Baktilis.
Saying they go back to Zgavaktilis for an Ochmo like before.
I'm sorry?
You
say he's not being killed.
He is being killed. V'kuyim shebaamcha zutrashi. When is there an iser of nosim amcha leisor haroy liskayim? A person who has the right to continue living. This person has no right to continue living. What the Gemara is saying is that this chiva, everybody should do chiva, but it's not going to help us for purposes of removing the nosim amcha leisor. Exactly. According to the Gemara's Havamina, by doing Shiva, he now is an Oysim Mancha. He is reinstated with full rights, like anybody else, just like you're not allowed to hit anybody else. You're not allowed to go and curse anybody else. You're not allowed to hit or curse someone who did Shiva. Faith Gemara, if that's the case, then why do we say, Legabe, that there's a difference between Benoi and Acher? The Acher says Potter, if he's Oysim Masa Amcha. Faith Gemara, because now we're interpreting the Pasuk a little bit differently, that Nosim Ba'amcha means that he's going to have a continued existence ba'amcha, as opposed to a person's yotze lahorig, that soon the lights will be turned off. He won't have a continued existence ba'amcha, and therefore, if he doesn't have a continued existence ba'amcha, there is no iser of nothing ba'amcha leisar, and there is no iser of hakol because a makish hakol leklala, and that's why an acher is potter. But then we're back to square one. Ihochi benoi nami. So then Ben should also be potter because his father is about to go geyagang. He's almost dead, and therefore he's no longer mekuyim shemacha. Everything Gemara meaning the havali achar misa. There is an exception by father and son that doesn't apply by anybody else. That what? As we're going to see in the Gemara shortly, if you skip to the Mishnah a few lines down, the third line of the Mishnah, Hamekalel the Acher Misa is Chayiv. Someone who's Mekalel his own father, the Acher Misa is Chayiv. How do I know? From a special pasuk over the Imay Kilel, like the Gemara is going to bring. That being the case, that only applies to a father. Over the Imay Kilel, Mekal the Acher Misa is Chayiv. Masha Enken, Mekal anybody else the Acher Misa, since he's not Ro'i Lihiskayim, in fact he's not Miskayim at all, as Bachshon Toit, then he would be Potter. So therefore, a person that's about to be killed is deemed to be killed already, a Gavrik Tila. And just like a Gavrik Tila, there is no Isser of being Mekalil him. It's only if he's a Lebedika, not if he's a Toita. It only applies to an Acher. It doesn't apply to a father, to a son regarding his father, because of the Imakilil, even the Achamisa. So certainly, here he's not the Achamisa yet. He's only deemed to be the Achamisa, but he's Mamish alive. That's why it's Asr, and that's why you're Chayv. There's only one big problem. That's Reb Ella asked the Kasha. Look at that same Mishnah continues on. The Amaka, the Acha Misa is Potter. So over here too, just like you're quoting that Mishnah to tell you the Makal is Chayiv, by a son who's Makal Acha Misa is Potter. And since the Brice and the Amad Aleph is talking about both Hiko and Kilroy, so why is Itaka Chayiv on the Hakko part? That's your Kasha. That's not only.
This is a simple Teretz.
What's the Teretz?
Because the case of Hakko, it's not really Acha Misa here. We're just saying it's a Gavra Katila.
Right.
But he's still alive,
right?
In essence. But the reason why by Makal Achamisa is because there's no Matzis of Chabura.
Oh,
but here there is a Matzis of
Chabura. Beautiful. So the Kasha of Rebella and the Teretz of his Tayre Shvuga, Ramoish Shmuel Vax, for the listening audience, is Taka the top Rashi here on the Umbit. Exactly. Since we said yesterday that by Mak of the Ima Yonli Chayv B'Chabura, Chabura means that there is blood that's flowing.
Right.
Either internally, externally, once a person is dead, unfortunately there's no blood flowing, it's Shenevach Toit. Mashenkin, if the person is Yoitzi Lehorek, he still has blood that flows internally and externally, and therefore there's a difference. Look at the top Rashi. Here Rashi says this. Mida Havlach HaMisa, Diofin Lekamon, Nekal HaMisa is Chayvim Toimar. What on the same Mishnah says, Mak Leach HaMisa is Potter. Bochem Chayiv Le'ako, Dikton Yiko, Vekiloloi. Good to cash. Every Rashi, Hayin HaTayma, to Potter Mak Leach HaMisa. You know why? Mishim Debein and Chabura, Leach HaMisa, Leke Chabura, the Leke Nefesh. The Nafka Levi El mi Nefesh. Remember, we learned yesterday, it said in the Pasuk, Maki Nefesh Behemi Shalmena. The Gemara said that Nefesh is unnecessary in that Pasuk, and therefore, many Inyan Legabi Behemoth, and many Inyan Legabi Father. And therefore, Yitzharik Ikh Chabura, the Chayu of the Seif Alamas, the Val Leipta. So if you're going to give my Ashtarka Chabura, Ashtarka Klap, Chasash Homi bleeding from ear to ear, and Nebucha, so therefore you're making a Chabura, and therefore Maki is Takachayt. A minute later, after Nebuchadnezzar is already dead, that's a different story. There's no longer blood flowing. Makalach HaMisa is pot. Okay, anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. Bottom line is, we have finally gotten to the end of this Braisa and the Pshat in the Braisa. The reason why by Acher we say that he is Potter by Yoytzi Lihoreg is because this person is no longer Ba'amcha, since he's no longer entitled and he's not considered to be Meskayim Ba'amcha, because his existence for another 10 seconds and then it's all over. Therefore he's not Ba'amcha, he's deemed to be a Gavrak Til already now. And therefore he's Potter, Sai Legabe, the Din of Klola, and Bitzad Hekish, the Din of Hakoh. Mashayin Kein Gabi Benoi, since the Benoi is chayiv on Klol Le'achamisa, because I have a special limud of Imakila, it's Zicha Kolchkein if he's still alive, even though he's going to be dead in a few minutes, a few seconds. But nevertheless, if he's still alive, Avadi is chayiv on Klola, and he's even chayiv on Akor, because he's able to make a Chabur, and that's why he's chayiv. Good, all of this is very exciting. May have a lot. Versus Giblim with the original Shaila that we asked Rav Sheshes, where Rav Sheshes said that a son is allowed to be the official enforcer even against his own father. Of course, of Koyt Shemayim Odev, May have a lot. Rabbi Rahuna, Pchaiton, Rabbi Shmuel, La Koyl, Eina Ben Nazir Shlech Liab. We do not paskin like Rav Sheshes. A son cannot be the enforcer. La Koysoy, Ule Kalei, one exception. Chutzmi Mases, Sheom Retoyle Lisach Malbalis. Everybody is not allowed to have Rachmanis on a Mesis. Even a son is not supposed to have Rachmanis. And therefore a son could enforce Legabe a Mesis, but not Legabe anybody else. And not like Rav Sheshes. Zog the Mishnah. Hamak over the Imoy. Like we learned yesterday, because of the din of Nefesh. Nefesh means dam. It's got to be internal, external bleeding. Zechoy Makal be Mamaka. There's a following difference between Mekal and Makkah. Shemekal li'achar misa is chayav. Makkah li'achar misa is potur. Mekal li'achar misa is chayav. Why is he chayav? We're going to bring a posik in a moment. Nishnish al-tzibusha. Al-tziposik of the Imar Kilel. But there is no such posik legami Makkah. Aren't we makish Makkah to Mekal? We'll see about that in the Gemara momentarily. Tanurban. Says the Pasuk of the Imakila. Now that's the tail end of a longer Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say in its entirety? He ish ashi kal es of the es imoy mois yumas. You know why? Because of the Imakila. Dom of boy. The chordis of the Imakila is totally ibrik. If you listen carefully to the lining, you heard. Ish yikal is obvious, imay mois yumas. Why does he get misa? Because he was makal of imay. So why does he of imay kill nochamu? Then the braisa liachar misa, coming to tell you, just like there's a klola and iser and misa and oinish b'chayiv, same thing like achar misa. Shiochal, equal quote mining, without this pusik, hoil. B'chayiv b'makah, b'chayiv b'makalel. The third is machayiv, both the oinish of misa, both by makah and by makal. Ma makah in echayiv ela michayim. Just like b'makah is only machayim. There is only machayim, like we heard from Rabbi Shishmir so beautifully before.
Chabura.
Because of chabura, and b'kenish dan kachabura lach misa. Af makal in echayiv b'machayim, I would say you learn one from the other. Azui bol kabal mainen. V'yoid kal b'chayim. Echad echad kal b'chayim. Uma makah she'osa boy. Shaloi bi amcha ki bi amcha. The Torah doesn't distinguish between amcha and not oisa masa amcha legabe make. What do you mean the Torah doesn't make a difference? We said it makes a difference legabe mekalel. And we said that we have a hekish from klola to hakor.
Correct.
So there is a chilik between amcha and shloi ba'amcha. Zok to Rashi, this mandiyama doesn't learn that way. Look at the Rashi, three lines after the Mishnah. Makisha osa shloi ba'amcha ba'amcha. The gabi akol like siv nosi ba'amcha loy sake. It says like sar only the gabi klola. By hakor status nish. V'haytana sava loy makshinan hakor leklola nehamikra hamavsek bein times. That was the Rashi that we had in the Amud Aleph. Here's the Rashi on Amud Beis that we have the same problem. We have the two psukim back to back, but there's a pasuk in between. So the man in the Amud Aleph says no nish gefelach. The man the here in the Amud Beis says yo gefelach. And so therefore I'm not makish hakor leklola, and that's why by the din of klala, there's a difference between nasi ba'amcha, that is oisa masa amcha, or eina oisa masa amcha. The gabi akor, I don't have that same distinction, and therefore, even if he's an shaloi ba'amcha, even if it's not oisa masa amcha, it's also prohibited, chas v'shalom, to hit a father. Oy kavchan, uma makish also bishloi ba'amcha, ki ba'amcha loy chiyev by le'achamisa, but they were not mechayv le'achamisa by hakor because you can't make a chabura. Mekalel shloi also bishloi ba'amcha ba'amcha. By mekalel, it's much more leichter in the sense that if he's not an oisem asa amcha, you're allowed to be mekalel. There's no iser, and then I would certainly think shloi chayv by le'achamisa that there shouldn't be a din of klol
le'achamisa. Even by
ov v'imay, I have the my kilel to tell you the acha misa that the same klal the same halacha applies even acha maybe yes. So to
Mahari
Chalal Bioinus.
Sorry, what's the problem with kilel?
The problem is the Torah says matunish. What's the reason why now the makal anybody even a lebedikah?
Nos
ba'am chalei sor. Why now they do it for whatever reason?
Busha.
Exeis a cause of matunish again the kaklal.
Before about the mishpochas mavoyish.
Correct.
So there's no busha when you hit. Even though it's not chabura, what about the busha factor? It's a busha and a chabura.
It's a stick to the kuda.
I'm not following your question. You're talking about it. Legabe, if you went and you chas shom makalel or you makas someone la achamisa.
We're saying makal yichaya.
Yeah.
What is it a busha issue? So I'm asking, if it's busha, then why by hitting is there no busha? There's no chabura. Okay, so there's no.
But there's busha. There is.
The din of nasi ba'amcha loisor, talking about, of course, klala, and that's only if he's nasi ba'amcha, and if he's not ba'amcha, for one of two reasons. What's one of the two reasons? Either because he's not an oisem masa amcha, or he's not miskayim the amcha. In both cases, there is no isra anymore of the klala. No isra anymore. The exemption to the rule normally, of course. Anyway, the Gemara talks about now vayta, but the of the imay kill the acham isa that it's the same isa even the acham maybe yes. The zok tomorrow nichal Rabbi Yonison the miyat leikra of the imay killel. Could Rabbi Yonison say good? These three words are totally ibrik. And Rabbi Yoshi may kill maybe what's Rabbi Yoshi is on. Now the Gemara is going to bring Rabbi Yonison, which is a famous Gemara that's brought quite a few times in Shas. The sani we learned in a brisa. Ish ish. What's the entire pasuk? Ish. Ish ashiyeh kalel es over the es imay mois yumas. What's bothering the Gemara, as we'll see in a moment, is ashiyeh kalel es over the es imay mois yumas. Maybe a person only gets misa if he's a machmir. What's a machmir? That he's makal both his father and his mother. What happens if he's only makal one and not both? That's what's going to be the machloikis between Rabbi Yosh and Rabbi Yonison, as we'll see in a moment. So we start again. Ish ish. Matam lemi ish ish. What's his double lush and ish? The rabbi is bas tum to be androgynous. If we just go and say one ish asher yikal, I might think only a son. That's why he says ish ish to include a daughter or a tum to be androgynous, which I say halb adrachas veikis. Asher yikal is obvious imoy. Ainly ela oviv the imoy. Together. Oviv shaloi imoy. How do we know if he only is mekal one of the two? Tamaloimar aviv imay kilel, aviv kilel imay kilel divrei Rabbi Yoshiya. Now pashut pshat in the Gemara would be from the ibrik of Erta, the extra words of imay kilel. What do I need?
It's either or.
So it's going to tell you not only both, but either or also. But Rashi leitzu noch ani kudala. Rashi zot. If you look at the structure of the pasuk. The pasuk begins ish ish ashi kalel es oviv es imoy. The klola word in the Torah is close to the word oviv. Imoy is further removed. Right? Ish kalel es oviv. The second part of the pasuk is oviv imoy kilel. The klola is close to the imoy, and the father is removed. If you look at the Rashi, ainly ela oviv imoy. About a quarter down the Rashi, shnei miyachad. How do I know each one separately? Of kili ima kili. But roish mikra samach klolili of it. But the soif samach lima comes to tell you that each one individually, all the chas v'shalom, a person is chayiv divrei Reb Yashia.
Why does Rashi need that for?
Why does Rashi need that?
Why does he want to just learn from the extra pasuk?
Just by the fact that it says of the ima kila.
Correct.
Just extra
which
three
really,
words.
Which is really the point of the Gemara.
Perhaps Rashi might learn that maybe the Gemara, the reason why the pasuk is repeating it twice, I might have thought is to dafka say taka both. If you thought that maybe ova v'yasimim means one or the other, it's ova v'imaykil. It's got to be taka both together and strengthening and saying it a second time to shonalov across of la'akir efshe v'mkintuzim. That's what Rashi says. The ikr is not the repetition. The ikr is from the fact that he clothed by father, he clothed by mother.
So it's either or.
Either or. That's according to Rabbi Yoshia. Now the problem is, according to this Rabbi Yoshia, I need the of the Ima Kilel to teach us this din, either father or mother, you don't need both together. And therefore, how will I know the of the Ima Kilel the Achar Misa? That's the Gemara's kasha. But we're not finished with the Braisa yet. Rabbi Yoinis and Oimer. Mash Shnein ki Echad and Mash Me Echad bi Echad b'fnei Atzmei. Rabbi Yoinis says, anytime you find in the Torah a Vav HaMechaber, like of V'yes Imai, automatically means one or the other. Just like you have in English, you write and slash or. So when you see Vav, it means and or. It doesn't have to be both. When does the Torah mean taka both together? The Torah says beferish yachtov. Where does the Torah say yachtov? Loi sachroish bishor uvechamor yachtov. Both together. Why did it just simply say loi sachroish bishor uvechamor? Why do I have to say yachtov? Is the charaya says Rabbi Yonison? Because if we just say shor uvechamor, I would think you're not allowed to be chodesh with a shor. And separately, I'm not allowed to be choyish with a chamor, and therefore, if I want to do charish in my field, I would have to go and take a sus, or I'd have to take a machine, but I couldn't take a shor or a chamor, as they both will mind it. So if the teira yachtov, it's only a problem of the two together, als kilayim, but otherwise, separately, no problem. So what do I see? That without the word yachtov, separately, there's no problem.
No problem.
Therefore, Zokti Gemara, any time it's said in the Torah, Vav automatically means either or. It's conjunctive and disjunctive. And or. Mashashnim ki echad and mashmi echad echad b'fnei atzmei, actually the cost of yacht. Oy bazoi, so what do I need the of the imoy kilel for according to Rabbi Yonason? I learned it like the Gemara said at the outset, to go and say the din of the Acher Misa. So kadai techemina only davke nosi ba'amcha, when he's still mekuyim ba'amcha. Maybe the same thing applies to of the imoy kilel, only when they're around, when they're alive, not when they are la'acher Misa. Yok de teira of the imoy kilel, even la'acher Misa. That's good according to Rabbi Yonason. But according to Rabbi Yoshia Minolei, because Rabbi Yoshia needs the of the Imaikila to go and say either or. So the letter, Eftimor Nafkalei, me umakalil of the Imai Mois Yumas. Because we had two psukim. The pasuk which we just quoted, Ish Yakalis, of his Imai, that's a pasuk in the middle of Vayikra. And then we had the two psukim where we were makish or not makish, in Mishpatim, umakal of the Imai Mois Yumas. Why did I have to repeat it again? Ish Yakalis of Imai Mois Yumas. Why did I have to say umakal of Imai Mois Yumas? Oh, that comes to tell you, Afilili Achar Misa. That's what we learned from that pasuk. So, what am I going to do with the two separate psukim? That makal of imai here by unshteitach ish an ish ashiyakalel. How do I know bas tumben and androgynous? That's how I learned from umikal. Makal means anybody. There's no person mentioned in the pasuk. It doesn't say ish. It doesn't say ish. Just umikal. And anybody's makal, which includes a bastum with androgynous. For 1 second! Typically, didn't I learn in the previous prize? It says, ish! The extra ish comes to tell you bastum with androgynous. This man the holds, sometimes for purposes of poetry, for purposes of emphasis, people repeat themselves to go and emphasize, make a point. Torah also does that on occasion. And therefore, the ish can English learn. So I learned it from the Mekal of the Imai. What does the other person in Mekal of the Imai to tell you the Achamisa? Like we said before. Right? Right, Timar.
What's the tumtum to ogenus? What case of tumtum to ogenus? What you cannot maybe call the tumtum to ogenus because nishka mensh.
Abbas tumtum to ogenus and not let him be call their father.
If the father
gave birth, not the father. The father and the mother gave birth to a tochter, even though she's not an ish, but she's a makal. What happens if they gave birth to a tumtum, which is sophic of yizuzuchat in the kaiba, or an androgynous, which is both? I would think nishkanish. Makal, anyone's makal of imoy. The mice said these are children, even if they're not normal children, but they're normal. Okay, fine. Now I have a kasha. Says in the Mishnah that choymim makal b'makah, makal lachamis is chayiv, and makal lachamis is potter. L'choy, I have another chumra, and this chumra goes in the reverse. For listening, choymim b'makah b'makal, shemakah osa boy shaloi b'amcha ki b'amcha, like it said in the Brisa at the outset, that by makah there is no difference. It doesn't say v'nosi b'amcha loy sake. There's no din of oisamas amcha. Yeah, okay. So therefore, oisamancha is all the same. Mashenkim makalil. Makalil, there is a difference between amcha and shaloi b'amcha. So why doesn't it say that in the Mishnah that there's a chumra by makah over makalil? Every mark, a Mishnah hold makshina kol lekalil. Therefore, there's no difference between the two. This braisa doesn't hold like Rashi said loy makshina, but the Mishnah hold tachiyah. Fine. So kimon leima. Hani tanoi kahani tanoi. This machloikis that we just had now, legabe, whether there is a chumra of oisamasa amcha by hakoa, even though there's certainly this din by klola, is there also din by hakoa? And makish, not makish, okay, that's this machloikis tanoi. What's the machloikis? Tetoni chad. One braise says kusi. Kusi over here doesn't mean just a goy, it means a kusi, a real kusi. Hey, kusi, as you know, we have the famous machloikis, Geri Emes, or Geri Aroyes. We're going to talk about that shortly. Often when it says Imar kusi is lavdavka, it just means akum. Here it means a real kusi. Okay. Kusi atimetzuba al haka osoi, bi atimetzuba al kilosoi. You're not allowed to go and give a shemais, to give a patch to kusi, but you're allowed to go and be makalel a kusi. You're allowed to be makalel a kusi. You don't have any issa whatsoever. So not only are you allowed to go and be makahim, you're allowed to go and be makal. You're allowed to do both. Be maka and makal. So I have a machloikis. The first one, the says, kusiyat mitzvah lakosa, you're not allowed to go and hit him. You're only allowed to be makal. Second price it says, you're allowed to go be maka and makal. So bruda kuli alma, kusum giri emesain. So for purposes of our kasha, the premise is that both prices hold that the kusim were real, live, game, real geriyamis. And adds Rashi, and unfortunately at this time they are all oivrei aveirois, and therefore they are no longer oisemasa amcha. They're all a bunch of avarionim, who knows, giriyaroish, vichazdomim, avoydeza, whatever they're doing, they're all, unfortunately, einoi oisemasa amcha.
But they went back to the old bad ways.
Exactly. Could be in the third or fourth generation, but you're right. Is my lab alchemically? What's the machlekes? The marsav makshinin hakol leklala. The second brisa says, since he's not oisemasa amcha, just like by klala, you only have an iser if the person is an oisemasa amcha. But if he's ain't oisemasa amcha, there is no iser, and I'm makish hakol leklala. So there's no iser. Iat mitzvah loy al kilosay, but loy al kaosay. Umarsav the first man the says, no. I'm masking to you that there's a drasha of nasim ba'amcha, but these kusim are unfortunately not oisamasa amcha. They're all a bunch of bali avera. So therefore, iata mitzuva al kilolosoi, but ata mitzuva halaka osai, because lemakshina kol klala. So we see that the machlokes that we had before between the Mishnah and the Brisa, and between the Rashi and the Yomid Aleph and the Rashi and the Beis, does the machlokes tanoim for the two Brises? You're more like nishkarei. The kuliyam lemakshina kol klos kins, and everybody agrees you're not makish. As we believe, Marsav, the first price holds kusim geirei emesen. They are real geirei emes. Since they're real geirei emes, no, ichadach tu apasik nosi be'amcha loisar. Since these guys, unfortunately, groise bali aveda, they're not oisemasa amcha. I have the pasik nosi be'amcha loisar, but oisemasa amcha, it's osur. If they're not oisemasa amcha, it's mutter. So iat mitzvah al kilu losai. But I don't darshan loy makshin kuliyama loy makshin hakol leklala. So the din of akos still applies. So it's still osir. The mitzvah al kos is chas v'shalom betarnished. It's a chager. He's takan ain oisemasa amcha, but that makes no difference. Hager is ayid betarnished. And what does the second man the Yomah hold? And the second brisa holds, Amar Savar Kusum Gira Royase, which means that they were always Goyim, they still are Goyim, they will always be Goyim, they never became Jewish Goyim. And therefore there is no Isser in the Torah of Hakah, there is no Isser in the Torah of Kalala. All these psukim only referring to fellow Jews and not to these Giras. To these
open lines.
And therefore that's why the Brisa says, Loi Makshit, and not Nishvegin Hekish. On the surface that pshat works, yeah. But I have a problem. There's a brisa that is attached to it, or there are extra words in that brisa which we didn't say yet. It says v'shoyroi ki Yisrael. His shor has the same din as Yisrael. What does it mean? His shor has the din as Yisrael. So if you look at the last Rashi right before the Mishnah, so Dr. Rashi skip two or three lines because it says v'shoyroi ki Yisrael shor shalonu shenogach eshoyroi v'shoyroi shenogach shalonu tam mishalem chutzi nezik umud mishalem nezik shalem. That's because this kusi has the same din as Ayid. Because it says in the pasuk, "Yigach shor ish a shor re'ehu." Re'ehu means a fellow Jew. V'shal oivikchom shenoga shor shu yisrael ben tam be'mur and meshalei nezik shalom. There is no first or second or third chance. You only pay chutzin nezik. You got to pay nezik shalom.
Oh. See, they're not gerirois.
So I see from this that they're not gerirois. We're talking about the regular Yidden. You're saying Mishardik Yisrael. So this teretz that you want to give that the second bride talking gerirois, shtimt of nish. Shmamina bekeshe pligishmamina inachanami. Your first pshat is taken the right pshat. And therefore, if anybody asks you, are we makish hakol leklala? Is that grace of machlekes? And that's taken the machlekes of these two brises, whether or not I am makish one to the other or not. Shok to Mishtabaita. Ha'goinim nefesh mi'yisrael. That's the middle pasuk that we're talking about. The goinish ish u'mecharoi. Nims v'yodeh. Chas v'shom kidnap somebody. Ein echaiv, when does he get misa? That's our mishnah. Did he get chenek? Eilen and nechnokim, makmak of the imoy, v'goinim nefesh mi'yisrael, he gets chenek. When does he get chenek? In echaiv, at shichnenim rishusai, he has to bring him into his rishus. Why does he have to be in his rishus? Because the pasuk says, v'goinim ish u'mecharoi, v'nimtze b'yodoi. In my rishus. That's what he brings to chrashi, v'nimtze b'yodoi. So if I left him in his own rishus, in other words, sorry?
He has to sell him, mechor.
We're going to talk about that in a moment. So what happens if, for instance, I find him in his own house, and I lock the house and I don't let him out, and I'm saying I'm not going to let you out until somebody pays a ransom or whatever. See, he kidnapped him, but he didn't take him into his rishusai. He left him in his own rishus. Because the pasuk says, even in Sabiyodai, you took him away from his rishus to your rishus. That's a separate story. Rashi is focusing on the nimtza and then biyode. The ikr is the yode. Rashi says biyode means mirushusai, like it says in the pasuk. Biyikach is called artzay miyode. Doesn't mean literally from his hands. It means from his possession, from his rishus. Good. Anyway, back to our mishnah. Rav Yehuda Eimer, it's not enough. It's actually chesen rishusai v'yishtamish boy, and he also has to go and sell him. How do I know shenema? So now we go to another pasuk, a pasuk in the end of Dvar. Ki motzi ish goinev nefesh me'echav mibnei Yisrael, and ish was goinev nefesh me'echav. V'his amer boy umecharoi umeisa ganavahu. This amer boy means working, being mishtamish with him. The word imur in our connection over here means shimush. You see Rashi right after the Gemara. Right after the Mishnah, Imur is Shimush. You have to go be Mishtamish with him. Umachara, and you sold him. So Dr. Behuda, Achel, Senel, Shusa, Vishtamish boy, Shinema, Vishtamba boy, Umachara. What happens with going to his benai? A person steals his own son, Rachman, with him, he kidnaps him. Nebuch today, that's not so uncommon. Nebuch with couples get divorced. Custody, one steals the other. Rachman al-Islam. Anyway, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishu b'yichim b'broikim chayv chumam poichim. Do you get misa for stealing your own son? And machloikis, what's the base of machloikis? Uktrashi, b'gimor mefarish. We're going to see that on the Amud Aleph tomorrow in Yetz Hashem. Final case of the Mishnah. Ganav, Gonav, Mishachetzi, Ebechetzi ben Chayrin. He didn't steal just a regular ben Chayrin. He was Chutzi, Ebechetzi ben Chayrin. If you look all the way at the bottom of the Yom, the last four words, Hagoinim is Avodim is Potter. The person who steals an Eved is Potter Mimisa. He has to pay Gneva, Gzela, Kefal, whatever. But there's no din of Misa.
It's not Ish.
What happens if you have a Chutzi, Ebechetzi, and a Chutzi ben Chayrin? It gets Shnamach like it. So to be Yudim, Chayvachom, Poitrim, which we'll see in the Gemara, the basis of the machloikis. So, we started off the Mishnah, the goinim nefesh Yisrael, it's got to be Ashir Zel Rishusai. Behuda says, no, Rishusai, the Yishtamish boy. Doesn't he also require the ishtamshus? Because that's what imur means. Shteitach impossible. It's amr, but amr b'acham reider of everybody agrees you need imur shimush. The question is how much. Imur pachal mishav apruta ikemenayu. Meaning the Tanakhama also agrees that you have to have imur, but he holds that you only have to be a kleinakite. Mamish or nothing. Go and twice light a candle for me. Go and strike the match. Assuming that that's worth less than a shavaprut, that's already enough. Is amr boy, and the Tanakam didn't even bother mentioning it because it's a shavaprut. I'm not going to even talk about it. Mashen ken, according to Yehuda, no, it's got to be a choshev ishtamshus that's worth at least a shavaprut. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, this is standard Rabbi Yirmiya shailas. As we know, Rabbi Yirmiya asked some very, very fascinating questions throughout Shas, and the Gemara says the reason why he did it was because his Rebbe and others unfortunately lived in a time where people were depressed because of tzaras going on in the world, so he wanted to go and lighten up the Bais Medrash by asking interesting shaylos. Once they got so upset, Rabbi Yirmiya, of asking a shayla, they threw him out of Bais Medrash, and he was banished for a while, and afterwards they reinstated him. We had that back in the Bavos. But getting back to our Gemara now, boy Rabbi Yirmiya afraid to say, Gnovoi umechoroi yosha. He stole a person and he sold the person when the person was still sleeping. He was never up. He, in the middle of the night, he went and kidnapped him, and he sold him, and he shlufted him to such shlufted. What's the difference? That's question number one. He kidnapped a woman. He said to the woman, I'm going to let you free. I'm only kidnapping you because I want to sell your uber. I'm going to take you to the marketplace. They're going to go and say, a pregnant woman, and they're going to go and say, if she was Leidik, she's worth $1,000. Because she happens to be Mubarak, she's worth $1,500. And therefore, that difference. That Uber. Okay. Anyway, Mocha Ishla Uber Mao, what would be the din? Yesh Derech Imur Bekach. Is that considered to be Derech Ishtamshus? Because this Amr boy. Or is there no Shimush? And therefore, there's no this Amr boy. Frey Timur, the tape book later like Imur Klal. I haven't heard anything about Imur. I heard about Einer Schluft, and I hear about a woman that's Muberes. I didn't hear anything about Ishtamish. Where is Ishtamish? Oh, now Rabbi Yirmi adds the zinger. This person was sleeping, and whilst he was sleeping, I leaned on him for a short moment. Is that considered to be Imur Ishtamish? Or Isha de Ukma bi Ape Zika, meaning there was a big, heavy wind, and I wanted to go and protect twice a candle or stam that the wind shouldn't hit my house. So I took this woman, I said, you stand over here. Why didn't I take anybody else? Because anybody else, the volume of that person is much less. The woman's Mubaris. Can I not? She's a bigger. And so therefore she will prevent more of the wind from hitting my. She's a bigger blocker. She'll block a bigger flame. Exactly right. So therefore, is that considered ultimis amr by the fact that I lean on this guy who's sleeping for a minute, or that I ask her to stand there in front of the wind? Is derech imur ainer b'mekach? My taiku. That's why I said it's a one of Rabbi
Interesante
shal. Tanurban ki motzi ish goinim nefesh me'echad. So now it says in this pasuk that has to show me find a person going to nefesh me'echad. Ainly ele ish shegonav. Shetachi motzi ish goinev. Ish benayim. Now, if a lady is being goinev, tamaloymer v'goinev ish. In other words, I have two separate pasukim. The pasuk that I was quoting before, ki motzi ish, is a pasuk in Devarim, presumably in Kiseitze, where you have a lot of the mitzvahs repeated again. And this goinev ish, that's the pasuk mitakoh mitus in parashas mishpatim, v'goinev ish u'mechare. Now, this v'goinev ish, it doesn't say who the ganav is. The goinev, anybody that's goinev and ish umachara even into the other mois yumas. So the first pasuk is you might say ish and the other ish goinev isha or shagonav isha minayin. How do I know? I'm sorry, el isha goinev. Stop. Isha minayin. How do I know that if the ganav is an isha, tamaloyim of a goinev ish, anybody that's a ganav, even a ganav tot. Amy Eli Ish Shagonav.
I'm a minister, please. Where are you? Tomorrow, Kimotzi Ish, going if Nevshu Ech in
the. Start again. Tonerban. You have the Pusik? Staten Pusik in Dvurim. Kimotzi Ish. If I find a person, going if Nevshu Ech. The Ganav is an Ish who stole a Nevshu Ech. Amy Eli Ish Shagonav. I only find a Ish. The Ganav is an Ish. What happens if the Ganav is a Ganav Tuh? She's Nishkan Ish, she is an Isha Minayin. Shetuch no Kimotzi Ish. Samuel, we have a second Pasik in Mishpatim. The Goinev Ish Mechar. The Goinev means anybody that steals, even an Isha. Okay, so far so good. Abishtet v'goyin if ish. The Gemara ainly ele ish shegana bein isha u bein ish. Let's analyze the first pasuk. The first pasuk says ki matzei ish goynev. The ganav is an ish. Who is the victim? Nefesh me'echav. Any neshama. That any neshama is mashma bein ish u bein isha. That's okay so far, so good. But the next pasuk that you're quoting v'goynev ish, which means an isha shegonav, it's mashma only an isha shegonav ish, because it doesn't say v'goynev nefesh me'echav. It says v'goynev ish. Eli ele ish shegana. From the first pasuk I learned, an ish stole bein isha uvein ish. That I know because it says goinev nefesh meyachav. Anyway, the second pasuk is ish shegonva ish. The goinev means an isha. What did she steal? She stole an ish. Okay, but ish shegonva isha minayin. I don't know that from the first pasuk because the first pasuk is talking about an ish shegonav. I don't know from the second pasuk because the second pasuk is talking about goinev ish. Tamaloyimar umeis haganavahu. In the first pasuk, ki matzi ish goyin of nefesh me'ech menei yisro b'sama boi mecharoi, umeis agana v'hu. Why do I say umeis agana v'hu? I'm retach v'ing agana. L'chai would you say umeis? Others say the rise from haganav, mit hei ha'yidiyah. The hei ha'yidiyah is mikol mokim, makes the difference what you steal, even if you steal an isha, same halacha applies across the board. Ish steals an ish, ish steals an isha, isha steals an ish, isha steals an ish, in all cases, yachay. Tani idach, ki matzi ish goyin of nefesh me'ech. Echad goyin is an ish, the echad goyin is an isha, makes no difference, because it says goyin of nefesh, but not only nefesh includes an ishmet and isha, but nefesh includes the echad ger, the echad evin mishuchror, who also has the status of a ger, and a cotton, in all cases yechayiv, because you stole a nefesh meyachav. Anybody is nefesh meyachav. What happens if genov alim mechari? This is your kasha before Rav Aryeh. What happens if you stole and you didn't sell? Pasuk says, umechori, what's the lashon of pasuk? This amer boy, umechori. What happens if you stole but you didn't sell? Umechori, v'adayin yeshna b'rishusa. You already signed the contract. Money already changed hands. You sold him, but he's still in your house. You haven't transferred the person yet. Potter, deval, you're still potter from misa. What happens if you sold back this victim to his own father, to his brother, and other korev? You're also chayiv the din of misa. Oh, in a moment. Then you're a potter. But now we're going to focus on this. Is chayiv. Frank Tiyamara. Top of the Yom, we learn to the two dots.
Whose father? Whose brother?
You're taking a person, Reuven, and you're selling him either to his father Yaakov, right? That was his father.
Not or his father's father, the Nigna's father.
You're right, it was Nigna's father, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm sorry, I should have explained.
You have to pay for your own son.
Why do you have to pay for your own son? Because somebody stole him. Why did the person steal him?
No, it's basically so it's a
kidnap for ransom.
Kidnap for ransom.
Exactly. He's selling him back to his own father, to his own brother. Echem Nakroivim. He's chayv. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes. A Tana learned this price in front of Rav Sheshes. Amalei, and he said, Ani Shoina, I have another price that says, Rib Shimon Oimer, Meyachov. What size Meyachov? Shteitach doing the pasik. Ki matzi ish goyim nefesh me'echav mebnei Yisrael. What's that? Me'echav. Ki matzi ish goyim nefesh echav mebnei Yisrael. What's me'echav? From the extra mem, I'm learning ad sheyitzeinu mereshus echav. Until he takes him totally out of reshus echav, then he's chayv. But if you return him to reshus echav, then you're potur, because the oinish of misa only applies when you take him permanently away from his echav and you sell him to a stranger, you sell him to Africa. But if you return him to his echav, then this halacha does not apply, and it's not only echav, I mean in general the mishpacha, and therefore Rav
Sheshes,
the whole rishis, and therefore Rav Sheshes says v'at am is chayiv. How did you say pshat in this brisa that a person who sells the aviv, the echav, and the krayv is chayiv if he's returning him to his father, even though he's returning him for money, but it's no longer me'echav that you're removing him from his family permanently in perpetuity? So you're telling me he's chayiv today, and therefore says Rav Sheshes, potter. Land potter, take out the word chayiv and put potter here in the bottom of the yamt. Right, Timara. My question, why are you getting so excited, Rav Sheshes? What's your gefelach? Don't worry, Rav Sheshes, it's not my chloikis. After all, this price, it just says Rabban, there's no Tana mentioned. You're quoting another price, Rav Sheshes, I'm okay, sure, it's the first time in Shas you found the machloikis. Rav Sheshes, Rabban, the price holds chayiv. Rav Sheshes holds potter, never the twain shall meet. The Timara, it's kondizai. Why? The Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Stam Mishnah is Ramei. Stam Tisafta is Rabbi Nechemia. Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifri, what's the difference between Sifra and Sifri? Sifra is referring only to Vayikra. Actually, it says Tertus Kahanim. Sifri means Sefer Bamidbar and Sefer Devarim. Now, which Pasuk are we darshaning over here? The Mei Echav. This Mei Echav is in Devarim. Ki Matzi Ish Goyin Nefesh Mei Echav. And this is a Stam Braisa, which means it's coming from the Sifri because it's darshaning Devarim. Muzach Zayin that it's Reb Shimon, because we just said now, Stam Sifri Reb Shimon. The Kulu and all of them, meaning Reb Meir, Mitram Nechemia, and Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon, were all Tamidim Reb Akiva, and therefore the origin of all of them, the Mishnah Tzisefta, Sifra, Sifri, is all originally from Reb Akiva, because it tells you Musa Haskel. Reb Akiva was an Amoritz until the age of 40, that's Ginnim and Lenin, and he became a Rabban Shay Yisrael, that every single Mishnah and Tzisefta, and Sifra, and Sifri, all stamped al Isfin, Reb Akiva. Anyway, what's the Tzaret Tzidim Gemara? I have to go and change the Lashon of Braisa. Otherwise, I'm a steer Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon. This is not just Rabbanan. Since this is a Tosefta in the Sifri, and the Sifri, Stam Sifri without a name, is Reb Shimon. And here I have Reb Shimon says that you potter out Me'achav. He should also say potter. Muzmach Zayin, to be potter and not Chayot. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai.